Hello. This is Nigel Nigel, reporting live from Buckingham Palace, where in just a few short days, the wedding of the century will be occurring between lovely Kate Middleton and Prince Willie. Everyone in London is very excited about the potential of this being the social event of decades.
Ah, who?
And now, as the official Queen's representative in Buckingham Palace, I'm here to answer your questions about anything you have to ask me about the royal wedding. Yes, you in the back.
Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara Show, Internet. What about Will's privacy?
Are you referring to the privacy that he will enjoy as the future king, or the privacy you're referring to as his genitalia?
The royal penis.
The royal penis is under guard until the wedding night, and then the royal penis will become the property of Princess Kate. Catherine, rather. Yes, you in the back, young man.
Oscar Santana, the Sobriety Times. Sir, could you tell us more about the dress that Kate will be wearing on her wedding day?
Oh, it's a lovely gown. It's beaded with lovely beads. Next question. Yes, you in the back.
Rob Spiewak. Yes. The Edge.
Yes, yes, The Edge.
105.9.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I want to know, is Kate going to be wearing an updo?
I will not reveal what the do
what?
Will be. It will either be, I will say, it will either be down, medium, or up. Yes. Yes, you in the back.
Oscar Santana, the one lung blog. Our readers want to know.
What?
Your readers want to know what, you bog?
Our readers want to know if Kate will be wearing a wedding ring as well.
Yes, Kate will be wearing a wedding ring, but it will not be on her finger.
Oh.
It will be pierced through her boat.
Oh, the boat.
The boat.
The royal boat.
The royal boat. Lovely royal boat. Yes, you in the back.
Rob Spiewak, the bronchitis biweekly blog.
Yes, Rob.
Have you been in contact with Queen Elizabeth, and has she been waxed?
She has been Brazilian waxed.
Nice.
For the ceremony, the Queen is looking forward to it with bated breath. And, of course, the Brazilian wax was administered by one of her favorite performers.
Oh.
That name escapes me now because I, too, am in a depleted condition. So let me simply say, suck a D.
You can listen to The Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation.
And mental retardation, you know, causes a lot of pain and hardship for a lot of families.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, "You will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la. Here behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs. She go, you never get this." But one time he break a cage and he get this, and then we all laugh, high five.
Now, no, that would not be funny in America, okay?
Coming to you live from Mike O'Meara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Mike O'Meara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
I love this song. I really, really love this song.
Do you know what it is?
I know it's Autograph.
Very good. I'm surprised.
Turn up the radio.
Exactly.
I know where the drum comes in. in just a few seconds. It's a single snare drum beat on the quarter note coming in. Not now. Hold on. Right after he says, turn it up. Here we go.
Nice.
Yeah, baby. Turn it up by Autograph.
I didn't realize this would affect you this way. I should play this record more often.
This is in my iPod. Wow.
Is it? No kidding?
I love this song. I listen to this song all the time. Fantastic. And really, like, a one-hit wonder.
Oh, not even one hit, really.
Kind of a crappy pop record.
Yeah.
And now I need you to turn it down because I got no throat.
That's right. You got a bad throat?
This is MikeOMaraShow.com.
Nigel sounded good.
Thank you. Well, Nigel was filled with adrenaline until Michael got dizzy. Two things at play. I'll explain those in just a second. Wednesday, April 27, 2011. And we are over 6 million downloads and growing. You can vote for us as your favorite iTunes podcast at MikeOMaraShow.com/vote. And we would urge you to do that to support the show. We thank you in advance for that. Our show today is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's
I know it's a new piece of copy. You might want to take it again.
Amazon page. The Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Flowers are not your only Mother's Day option. You can buy her an entire kitchen.
And she'll like that. And an ironing board.
You do it on Amazon.
Cabinets, sinks.
You can buy gifts of all kinds at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, why do I feel like I'm having to scream to be heard? Give me some more gain, please.
You can get her everything, including the kitchen sink.
I love
Amazon.
You, Mom. It's a spigot.
When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. I know what the problem is, Rob.
What?
You likes your musics and you turns it up too much. So turns the musics down when I got to talk because it's killing my throat. It actually tanks me at the very beginning of the show. Anyway, we've got a huge program today. The sick call report today is that Buzz has bronchitis and has smartly decided that he will stay at home today as he recovers, and we hope he gets well soon.
Yes.
This is nothing that we fool around with anymore because you know the fact is Buzz has Bugs
Burbank.
You know, his lung issues that he's still battling, and we wish him the very best of luck. Hopefully he will get this treated aggressively. He does probably not listen to the podcast when he's not here, but Buzz, if you're listening to my voice,
he doesn't listen when he's here.
Treat this aggressively.
Right.
Don't take, you know, no for an answer. I like that his doctor was concerned and put him on these meds and told him to go home and rest.
Get on
and
it.
So we're very happy that hopefully he will be nailing that and taking care of that real soon.
Got an email from him this morning. He's alert.
No,
he seemed to know where
we're not.
He was.
No, I don't want to go there again. That makes me feel horrible doing those jokes.
I got some medical news yesterday.
It's terrible. What?
What?
Thyroid problem.
With who?
I do.
Really?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
What is wrong with us?
Isn't that shocking?
I haven't been to a medical professional yet because I'm afraid to go because they're going to tell me something horrible. And the last time I saw a doctor, he put a tube up my butt.
All I know, Mike, is when you go to the doctor, he's going to say you have a horrible case of being beautiful.
Being too pretty.
But that doctor paid you in more ways than you ever thought you'd be paid.
Well, I'm healthy. My butt.
Yes.
My butt is healthy as a horse.
Sure. The tube.
My butthole.
Sure, the tube went in there, but also he gave you steak for your other side.
Yes, he did.
He put steak in your
steak
mouth.
Steak and lobster.
Yeah. Ooh. Thank goodness you didn't get the sides mixed up.
My medical condition is as follows.
Yes.
And maybe you guys can relate to this. I am on a new diet program. Now, this is something I wanted to do, but also something that's sponsoring. So I won't mention the name until I get rolling, and we might hopefully be able to mention them on this podcast
as well. Is it Fen-Fen?
It is not Fen-Fen. But what it requires is fasting for 2 days.
God, I didn't know it was 2 days.
I'm in the middle of the second day of not eating anything.
So when you look at me now, do you see a pork chop like in a cartoon? Am I just sitting here like a ham? Where did you stop
on the way home?
I pulled over at the elementary school somewhere in Vienna.
Once again, this is always good when a guy pulls into an elementary school parking lot.
I didn't go into the parking lot.
To hang out.
I park outside the school grounds.
Get out the binoculars.
This is the second day. You know how I always talk about the old fatigue factor after the show. This is the second day of it's so horrible. It's so scary
driving because I am done.
Tired.
I am out of gas. I'm fine now after I got a little cat nap, but before I was absolutely tapped
and
out.
And the air, it makes you feel beat up even when you're rested.
Feel beat up. Do you know what time I went to bed last night?
What time?
7 o'clock at night.
Wow. You didn't even get to watch Wheel.
I slept at 8:04 all the way through to the next day. What the F is the deal with these allergens that we're dealing with?
You know what?
Everybody is walking around going,
do you know what time I went to bed?
What time?
4:30 a.m.
Oh, because you're on vacation.
Listen to his voice.
Oh, you're a little
bad. Listen to his voice.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It takes a little while to sometimes pick up on the subtleties of Oscar's voice.
Yes. I tell you, I miss having this just one job and doing that occasionally. That was so much fun.
It's funny. When Oscar's on vacation, he too only has one job.
So what I do is I take a couple of supplements and I take a shake that's got the protein and all that other stuff, you know, that keeps you going. And then tomorrow I will be able to go on the very, very low-fat, low-carbohydrate diet that they have. Very limited portions, and it's just more days of very little food.
How many meals a day?
There will be four.
Pre-prepared meals?
No. This is your own food.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
You go out and get your own food, and that's how it works. And
how you feeling?
What?
The school that you stop and rest at?
They said this diet is, you're supposed to carry a sugar packet around in case you feel like you're going to pass out.
Wow.
Why don't you just give me an adrenaline needle?
I carry sugar around just in case I need an old-fashioned.
But with the fasting and all that other stuff, are you ready for my results?
Yeah. Yes. You look skinnier.
I started yesterday.
Yes.
Right.
I got on the scale this morning a full 4 pounds.
Wow.
4 pounds.
That's excellent.
So, I mean, it's just it's fasting, but, you know, when you fast, you want to lose that kind of weight.
Doesn't anorexia do that for you as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, when you stop and hang out at the school,
is
the school right off the interstate in Vienna?
Yes.
I know exactly what school it is.
You do?
I do.
And
you know, you really shouldn't be parking and resting anywhere near
a school
where kids are.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Why?
Because you look like a kid toucher.
Yeah, that really is sort of a pedophile modus operandi. Maybe hang out at a fast food place or something.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that under advisement.
I mean, what would you think?
It's just too damn convenient.
What would you think?
I can go like to a neighborhood and pull off to the side of the street.
Do that, because if I were a cop and I pulled over and I saw a shiny black car.
Good-looking guy
in
his shiny shirt.
You perverts. I just want to say, for the record, that this never even crossed my mind.
Of course not.
I never even thought about this. It never was in my wheelhouse I would think about that.
Look, I understand that you host a morning show, but why is there 10 pounds of candy in your trunk?
That's right.
I didn't even think about it. And you know what?
Most people don't buy bubble yum by the case.
Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
With 10 pounds of candy in the trunk, you know, quite often that's true.
Simply a coincidence, Your Honor.
Weird.
I'm on a diet, so I'm not eating as much.
I want to address something that we addressed on the show yesterday, and I want to apologize because yesterday on the show, and Mark, I don't even know if it's cool to talk about what we emailed
It is because he sent you a letter.
I didn't read the letter. I haven't read the letter. But I was joking about the guy that did the portrait and the portrait and the way the portrait looked, and apparently... Mark, you can speak to this because
I know nothing about this.
Rob.
Yes.
Rob, funny Rob. Yes. Rob, this gentleman does have a bit of a problem. So this is, he had taken a lot of time to actually do this.
How many hours?
And I'm not sure. Well, I'll bring Ronick in explain.
By the way.
Because I have an apology to issue to our portrait doer yesterday, and we really raked him over
the
coals.
Let me be clear here.
Yes.
I loved what he did.
I know you did.
And I think yesterday I said, that's pretty amazing.
I know.
I think I said those exact words.
Look, we do a comedy radio show.
That is the intent.
We do a comedy radio show and we cruise along here and occasionally we overshoot the runway and we know we do.
We can't all be winners.
We did that. Now, what's the deal with this guy?
Well, he reached out to me yesterday afternoon. He said that he was wondering if you actually got his letter.
that he had sent to you.
I don't think I did.
No. Well, and even if you did, I mean, you get a lot of mail.
Right.
You can't possibly get through all of it.
I sometimes don't. If it's not really at a certain place, sometimes I don't read it.
Yeah. And so he went on to say that...
I'm such a big star.
Well, you're busy.
Well, a lot of times your people don't get the letters.
This is true.
You.
My assistants. My assistants are too busy cleaning my hair out of the drain.
He said that he had opened up to you in this
letter. He wears a lot of hats.
Right.
And apparently he had had a stroke in 2004.
Oh, my God.
And he said he had to relearn much of what he had already known about art. I guess he was an artist prior to the stroke.
Okay.
He said that he's doing it for a living now, but he said he's cool with everybody ripping him to shreds, but he was hoping that Rob's riff on the stroke by stroke, in quotes, was just the obvious joke and not a reference to his
past.
Of course
joke.
Not. Yeah. And of I course told him not.
That. It was the obvious
and
joke.
Actually, if you go back and look at the tape, I was saying that Mike in the picture looked like a stroke
right.
victim.
That's
it had
right.
nothing to
That's
do
right.
with him.
Right. That's right.
And obviously, we had no idea what we
were
We
had no idea
about.
That was happening. And occasionally, look, I'm not a believer that you avoid controversy
no.
Or you whisk it, you know, or you gloss it over, or you pretend, hey, you're a tough guy, and that doesn't
right.
matter. It does matter. We have feelings.
And, of course.
He has feelings. I felt terrible when I
as the
this.
Innocent party in all of this.
You dick. You're such a dick. You are such a hump.
And you know what's great is now we know the real reason Buzz isn't here today.
Right.
Is because he's ducking low from all the bad press he's going to get.
The
because
bad press.
Buzz
right.
was merciless yesterday. You don't need to go back and re-listen, but if
Buzz
I can
was
just,
the
that
worst.
Racial slur was just uncalled for.
Yeah.
Buzz was the worst.
And he's what he said
heartless.
About women.
He is heartless.
Really, really uncalled for.
Well,
no,
lungless.
Buzz really said nothing on yesterday's show. So
yesterday's
about
show.
Anything.
So you're saying?
Yesterday's.
No, so I explained to him that, you know, we meant no offense.
Sure.
We didn't hear about the letter. I said to him, and you know, he says he's a longtime listener.
Yes.
So I said, you know, as a longtime listener, to be loved on this show is to be ridiculed.
Yes.
I said, so, you know, it was all in good fun. We appreciated what you did. And he wrote back and he said, oh, you know, I get it. It's fine. You know, everything's okay.
And thank you for the effort yesterday
very, very
with that.
Nice.
We really appreciate
thank
that. So a salute to him. And just wanted to say that and keep him coming.
Yeah, I'd love
one. We'd
please.
Like to see more of
I think he said he's
going to
do that.
So we look forward to that. What's his first name again?
Khaled.
Khalid. Khalid, I think. It's Khalid.
I'd right. like to see more pictures, but only of Mike. The many moods of a broadcast.
No.
Perhaps a picture of Mike in an elementary school parking lot smoking a cigarette.
Dickhead.
With a top hat on.
Dickhead. Dickhead says.
Is that your allergy?
Dickhead. Dickhead. Rob Spiewak.
Yes, Mike. I'm
Rob, after the show was over yesterday, Rob told a story about being on an airplane, and I have never heard anyone have this incident before. I've never heard of a flight attendant doing this, and I cannot believe it was done. And I'm going to tell you, with what you went through, I want to hear the story.
Okay.
If this had been me, I would have been off that airplane. Go ahead.
It was weird.
Share the story. I can't believe
okay,
you didn't
first
do this
of all,
on the air when you came right back when you came back from Iowa.
First of all, ground just setting the groundwork here. Whatever happened to good-looking flight attendants?
Mm-hmm.
Do any exist anymore?
No, not that I know. I mean, I've flown.
I mean, some
for the
of
last,
the guys are kind of good-looking, mm-hmm. but
for the last 15 years,
right?
Maybe five that so, I could that would even be like attractive. Not, but no knockouts.
No,
they don't
no.
exist.
The
anymore.
Glamour, though, I think within that industry has
right.
really. I mean, it's not there anymore.
No, it's
oh,
not.
With the
it
exception, of course,
years.
Of my sister-in-law. So when I fly to Iowa, I go usually through Chicago.
Can I stop you for
yeah,
a second?
Of course.
Just to continue this, I think the international carriers, I think, have
oh yeah,
like
still.
Scandinavia Air or maybe Singapore Air.
Mm.
I think they have some
Aer
Lingus, but I don't know.
But I remember when I even what Jesus, 15 years ago when I was in high school. Who knows how long it was?
Right.
But I remember there would be girls that were like, "I'm, you know what? I'm not going to college. I'm going to be a stewardess for 2 years and travel the country and travel
That's
the
it.
World."
Yeah.
You don't hear that anymore.
No, it's
don't
more
call
like,
them stewardesses.
In the old days, it was like Catch Me If You Can with
exactly.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Exactly.
And that's the way I always fantasize.
Well, you know what? It stopped when we stopped wearing ties to fly.
You know, really, people get on the in their sweat smelling
yeah,
like ass.
Exactly.
So nobody cares
barefoot.
On a plane anymore.
Yeah.
The last
sandals,
flight attendant.
Sandals, it makes security faster.
And JetBlue, you always think is kind of a hipper airline.
Right
you
on.
Know? And the last flight attendant, I swear to God, was the 30th. Miss Doubtfire, Mrs. Doubtfire that I've had. We have had Mrs. Doubtfires dominate the skies.
It is so funny you bring this up, because when I usually fly to Iowa, I go through Chicago. I get a nice big plane from D.C. to Chicago.
Sure.
But then from Chicago to Cedar Rapids.
Puddle jumper.
Yeah, usually the kind of plane that has one seat aisle, two seats. Mm-hmm. And remember, I played you the tape of the squeaking seat.
Right.
That's the condition of these planes. Well, this battle axe on this plane.
How old?
I would say every day of 60. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, her security badge looked like it was taken right after she got out of Woodstock. And she was old and ugly a long time ago. But she had in her security badge long hair, but now she has some sort of severe Kate Gosselin hairdo.
Oh, really?
And she is, hun, you're going to have to turn off that electronic device till we get cruising.
So she's a little Southern?
Yeah, and also a little too folksy. A little too friendly.
Too friendly, too affable. Folksy.
Yeah, considering the fact that she looks a little bit like a gangster in a Warner Brothers film. So everything is fine as we get ourselves situated. And then she gets up to the front, and, you know, the show is about to start, where they point at the exits and they get out the seatbelt extender to show you how to... And really, who's the guy on a plane that says, oh, that's how you do the seatbelt?
I know. You would think that they would change.
There
but
are some people that
routine.
Haven't ever flown before.
I know, and it's and I but think even they, then. The airlines. I read one time that the airlines are all about keeping people comfortable and familiarity. And
well,
that's the
there was
whole
no comfort
deal.
Because after she and you know, of course, she gets out the orange, putrid looking oxygen mask for the display.
Exactly.
Well, it's not a live person on a microphone. It's taped. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's got music, and I think it was because it was a United affiliate. I think they're playing what is na 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 na
na na na na na na na na Rhapsody in Blue.
Rhapsody in Blue.
Now I will tell you that on the small puddle jumpers, that's the standard MO.
Right.
They play the audio tape, and that's what you listen to when you're watching them demonstrate.
And so she's up there, and I'm watching her. I'm in like row 12, so I got a pretty good view of her. She's lip syncing the verbiage of the tape and doing it perfectly. To a point where she
this
has
the would I would say I would like to get off the crazy lady's plane, please.
Well, Mike, we're already away from the gate.
Jesus.
Now, sometimes when people hear something over and over again, they will naturally lip sync. Do you think that she was just doing this along with it, or was it intentional?
Do you remember the old syndicated show, Putting on the Hits, where you would lip sync records?
Yes.
And to make it really work, you had to sort of emphasize your mouth movements?
Right.
This is her game.
Oh, wow. She's doing a bit.
She's doing a show, and I mean, to the point where...
That is the creepiest. I swear to God, she's a psychopath.
And, I mean, down to the pauses, dead on. And Carrie leans over to me and says, is she talking? I said, she's lip syncing. And she's doing a great job. And it became a little phenomenal because I'm looking at her and she's because another thing is that, you know, I've already heard you're going to have to buckle your seatbelt. You're going to have to close that container of water. That's going to have to be stowed entirely under the seat in front of you. And then the tape starts and it's, remember, the closest exit may be behind you.
It's not a it's not a male's voice.
No, it's a very steady Eddie type female voice, but it ain't her voice.
Is and now does she look like the kind of lady that probably lives with a bunch of cats?
Yes, yes, yes. I, as a matter of fact, tried to catch a smell when she walked by for the odor of cat urine. Caught none.
I actually love that.
No, I didn't.
I
like
love what cat urine?
No, I love.
No,
I'm really into that.
It was a late night.
I think he's still loaded.
Do you? I got to ride in. I got to pick up the vehicle today.
Great.
Yeah, piggyback ride.
I really like when someone's quirky on a flight like that. I used to hate it, but now I like it.
But
it
if I thought a lady was legitimately like talking along to the information, I would be terrified. I'm like, why is this lady being so weird?
I went through several phases.
I'm paranoid on flights that
because
way.
When I first had to figure out what was going on, then I admired her skill at matching up because it's a long speech.
Because I'm sure you get fascinated by it at a certain point.
But then I'm thinking,
you stare at it and you're like going, what is the deal?
Shouldn't she be focused on something else? Like making sure this seat doesn't get flown out the top of the plane like a Southwest flight.
How about doing what they do? Make sure the coffee's hot.
Yeah, please.
Okay? Thank you.
I may be beaten down and maybe I'm desensitized, but Southwest, there's always somebody that's
doing
something.
What did your t-shirt say today?
It says Puma.
Puma.
Oh, Puma. Okay, I wasn't sure. It was like all squiggly lines.
Mike, they got Pumas down in the crevices.
Started focusing on that, like Rob focused on the lady lip syncing.
So Southwest, they are known for their shtick. There's been singing. There's been rhyming.
Yeah, JetBlue does that.
I hate singing flight attendants.
I can deal with that. JetBlue does a little bit of that occasionally too. I can handle that. You don't like that stuff.
I don't like singing.
You don't also like the one flight we were on. I think we were all on it together.
I'm sure.
I know Buzz hated it.
What?
But did you like it when the pilot did the once around the Grand Canyon when we were going into San Diego?
I don't like that.
I loved it.
I don't like
See,
that.
I loved hate, it. I
Get me
that.
There.
See, to me, he was so confident in his skill as a pilot that he did once around
you
the Grand
confident,
Canyon.
You get confident after your third drink.
Yeah, you just added 5 minutes to my...
Hey!
Okay, all right.
Who wants to... This is where Evel Knievel
I was the only
jumped.
One. I'm still the only one. I'm the only one that liked that.
So,
I'm the only one that
by the
liked
time
it.
That I've gotten into abject terror, and we're driving down the runway at O'Hare, which, by the way, is like driving to Manassas from Leesburg by the time you get to your... It's a long ride.
Huge, huge tarmac.
So finally she says... And we know you have a choice. And this is the tape, and she's lip-syncing it. We know you have a choice, and we appreciate the fact that you've chosen United. Thank you for flying the friendly skies. Please prepare for takeoff!
Weird.
It was very, very upsetting.
How much do flight attendants make these days?
Good money. But they don't work a lot of hours.
Is it great money?
Here's the deal.
When you say good money, what is good money?
Like hourly, big hourly money. But the thing is... that a lot of them have to take a second job because they're limited to how many hours they can fly.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I think it is like 45, 50 bucks an hour.
I got to go.
What?
But keep in mind, you're limited to a certain number of hours per
month.
And
you're only paid for the time that you are in the air. Is that correct?
Right. You have the layovers and stuff. And it also, it can be a really crap schedule, like long layovers and stuff.
But I mean,
my sister-in-law
your sister-in-law has been doing it a million years.
Exactly a million
Think
years.
About all the boning that goes down in that industry.
Well, that to me would be the old fantasy where, you know, you got the hot stews and you got the pilot going, hey, all right, Bert, where are you staying? Staying to that Hyatt again. Hey, that's got the right little mini bar. Yeah, okay. It was hey, Shelley, are you staying to the Hyatt? Hey, all right, we're going to have
F-Fest
tonight.
But now you've got Captain Sullenberger and Kathy Bates.
I know.
So it's just not as sexy.
I can see that.
But is that every flight attendant that makes that kind of money?
I believe she was, she flew American for a long time. Now she flies United.
Look up, Mark, look up flight attendant pay. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about that. Want to also talk about my discipline with Oscar's car that he's finally picking up today. And I want to talk about that F-stick dog that is an addition to our family that I no longer like.
Aww.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Mike, this is for your diet. This is Shake.
Shake. Not until 4 o'clock. And then literally I've never experienced where you are so depleted that when you pour that into your body you suddenly have this surge.
Elvis!
Like instantaneous.
No,
just
no.
Like Elvis!
Energy surged through his body.
He ate 3 cherry pies and then fell asleep.
Our second segment is brought to you by the Big Duff 2. Our annual golf outing is May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. But you need to sign up right away. It's a day of golf, prizes, and adult hijinks.
Yes.
Followed by our end of the world after party at a secret location. We got great news about the Big Duff.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
The great news for us is not necessarily great news for you if you're thinking about waiting. He's got lots of people that are signed up. It's already a success, but you got to work fast if you want to get involved with this, right?
You do.
But already he's very happy with
he's
the
number of
signups.
He's very happy we are filling up quickly now.
Several packages are available from the Spectator package to the Platinum package, which includes hotel and limo bus service to the after party. Which one is close to being totally gone now?
I believe the Spectator package is almost gone.
Spectator package. So if you want to just come out and watch on the golf links, they're limiting that one, so you got to do that quick. Click events at MichaelMaraShow.com for details or call Jason at 703-628-1343. Raymond, before you...
Oh, no.
He got quick.
He gets to that chair.
Look at that bounce.
He bounced up.
Could you grab that thingy I got out there? Could you fill that up with agua? Because I'm drying out here, my friend. Thank you very much.
You know, shouldn't we call them, instead of spectators, shouldn't we call them patrons?
Patrons, like the masters.
Like at the masters, Mike.
Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details or call Jason at 703-628-1343. We'd appreciate that
in
advance.
Could you get a better butler?
He's the greatest.
Right.
He is the greatest. It's the combination of fasting and the allergic throat that is yeah. just making me labor a little more than I want to labor today. Guess who I had on the Edge Morning Show today?
Who?
Somebody that was bad to us at the old show that I vowed would never be on my show again.
Who?
Candace.
Oh.
Lovely Candace.
I thought you were going to say Beth Ann.
No, not Beth Ann. Haven't heard from her in a month of Sundays, too.
She shot me a...
She's not dead, Rob.
I ran out her email. When did she send you her... She just was checking in, saying hi.
Really?
Listening to the show, love the show.
I'll tell you what, I'll text her now. We'll hear back from her before the end of the show.
Very good.
I'll ask her.
Are you in regular contact with her?
I think I got a Christmas card from her.
Can we have her on the program?
Love to have her on the program.
That'd be fun.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Love to get her on the show. We'll Skype her. We'll do that. That'd be a lot of fun. So Candace Bushnell.
She pretended to remember you?
She was very friendly this time. Very friendly.
Book's
and,
not selling, huh?
And,
movie didn't do too well.
I think the movie did great,
Dose?
Didn't it?
Not as great as one.
Oh, Dose didn't do as good?
Yeah, you know what? Made money.
Summer in the City is the new book from Candace Bushnell.
Nice.
And she'll,
well, could you, because there are people right now that are just catching on to the show. We have new listeners.
I know, right. I know.
Please explain to them who this lady is, which clearly
Candace
I know.
Candace Bushnell is the author of Sex in the City, the book, which they turned, obviously, into a television show on HBO. It was a Sex in the City, I think it was a column she wrote in the Village Voice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she has since wrote...
Did she write a record?
I weren't real literary. She has since written the Carrie Diaries,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And now a book called Summer in the City. And she made it very clear to me that I am not a character in any of her books.
Really? I would think that...
And you know her how?
Way back in the day, my hometown of Glastonbury, Connecticut. My hometown that I will see for the last time this weekend. Oh,
yeah. Now, don't say that. I mean, you can always head back.
Let me wet my
whistle.
Isn't
there
Hold
a
on.
Character in, what is it, Summer in the City about an annoying disc jockey who keeps contacting her?
There might be, but I haven't read
it. I think it might be based
on
that.
Is there
I
still
read
a
the
bar called The Brickyard in Glastonbury?
The Brickyard, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
The Brickyard.
I went drinking there one time.
The Brickyard?
Yeah.
Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
The Brickyard.
Yeah.
You must have gone there like in one of the stretches that I was away.
Yes.
Because I don't remember
it. The Brickyard sounds like a place that might offer entertainment.
The Brickyard.
No, it's just a kind of a dive bar.
There's the Diamond.
Oh.
The Diamond. I hung out there.
Hey, how are you?
The Diamond's the night that I went to my... The Diamond, I went to the high school reunion, my 30th high school reunion, and took Carla.
Right.
And we were in the parking lot at McDonald's, and Carla was driving, and I was so wasted after my 30-year reunion, I could not figure out how to get home from McDonald's in my hometown.
Oh, no.
But that's as how bad I recall, I was. Didn't you, after your 30th, feel good about yourself seeing how many of the other people were doing at the 30th?
It wasn't how they were doing, it was how they looked.
And that's what it was.
My fat ass, I was so worried about it, and I was actually quite pleased that although I had gotten fatter,
yes.
I had not necessarily gotten as old as some
and
of the
that's your
excellent.
Wife.
And it, but
oh
it's,
my oh, god!
But the thing
walking
is,
in with her.
But it's a real tough call whether you want to still be like morbidly obese and but look okay, like mm-hmm. still have hair.
Yes.
You know,
so you looked pretty good, and most people knew that Carla was your wife and not your caretaker, right?
No. There were many daughter comments.
I understand. Were, you know, that's funny
caretaker.
Funny people.
My caretaker. Excuse me.
Okay,
anyway,
so back to
reply from Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, really? What'd she say?
Is this Mr. Spiewak? I said, hey, baby, how you doing?
Oh.
She says, is this Mr. Spiewak?
Gross.
Do you have a reply for her?
Why don't you call her? Why don't you call her right now on the phone? Put her on the.
Could you talk about Carrie and how you know her now?
Okay. Candace Bushnell, who was Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City. We went to the same high school. She was a senior. I was a junior. And she asked me to take her to the senior prom. For her senior year. So I was her prom date for the senior prom, Candace Bushnell, and I've talked about it for years and years and years. And we've had her on the show periodically. Way back when Don lined about 8 guys up shoulder to shoulder to prove that I was really, you know, her beau. I wasn't her beau. I was just her prom date.
Yes.
Calling Beth Ann McBride right now. You do the talking, Rob.
If it ever goes through.
All right.
You could actually jack it into the board and we could have a conversation.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty impressive.
But would that...
It'll work. No, she'll be able to hear him.
Now it's
I
ringing.
Guarantee you. She's going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, message.
Screening.
How dare she?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I do have a message for
God, I hate people that do that. I don't want to talk to Beth Ann anymore. She slowed this show down, too.
You know what? She does it even when she's not here.
I know she does. I know.
So you were saying you had her on.
So she was on today, and she's in town.
Oh,
and
Beth
Ann,
I heard that the child is mine. I apologize, and I'll be in touch.
All right, you know. with her.
Doing the Spiewak show.
I had to say something.
No, I'd love to have her on the show for like a five-minute segment.
That will seem like 60.
That would be fun. I'd love to have her on.
So she's in town.
And tomorrow she's going to be doing a book signing at Borders.
Okay.
In Tyson's Corner. And it was just nice having her on because I always reminisce and I was able to, you know, the whole bittersweet thing about going back to my hometown this weekend. And I just talked to my sister before the show where mom is excited now about moving to the apartment up in Boston.
Good.
And they're going through, and this is what killed me. I said, anything nostalgic? And she said, well, we did discover some nostalgic things of yours.
Wow.
So apparently there's some pictures that surfaced are old pictures.
Tasteful nudes.
What they found were Polaroid pictures of me. Excited.
Yes, of course.
At 9. Yes. No. I don't know what they found. But I'm
You're
going up there.
You're excited to see them.
I'm going up there. I'm going up there to see that. I hope this voice gets better. I hope everything gets better.
What did Carrie Bradshaw or your prom date tell you that hurt your feelings today?
Nothing particularly other than I am not a character in one of her books.
And the fact that she said that makes me think that you are.
The way she said it, she said, "Oh, and Mike, you know, I think Kirk said something like, is there a disc jockey character in there? And then, you know, am I in it?" And she said, "Mike, there are so many people that that influenced my life. Unfortunately, in the book, you didn't make it."
Because I was going.
She's funny. She was very funny. Switched. She's always been funny.
I've gone under the impression for years that Mr. Big was based on you.
Yes. No.
You and an amalgam of a few.
I would have to have been a fabulously wealthy businessman living in Manhattan, Rob. That couldn't have happened.
No, she took liberties, of course.
Big.
Are probably, I would say, out of your graduating class, the two most famous people coming out of your school.
Well,
right?
Here's the interesting thing about
that. Oh, and Ram.
And that's a great question for me.
Here we go.
When I wikied Candace this morning,
yes,
I am in Candace's wiki.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Now I'm asking Mark to do a million things. I want you to wiki Candace Bushnell. Uh-huh. But what's the flight attendant pay?
Average salary is $55,600 a year.
That's pretty good.
Actually
pretty good with the economy being
and
what it was.
And considering you have time really to have another job because of your limited time in the air.
You talked about the time that they get to work.
Right.
They can't bump that up because they have limited hours
right.
They fly.
Because they have to be alert or the lip sync looks horrible.
Now it's hourly?
Yeah.
It's always hourly.
I believe it is.
You believe it is. You don't speak to your family members. You have a sister-in-law that's a flight
Mike,
attendant.
Just relax, okay? Relax.
Tell me what it says about.
You're like one of the first lines of the Wikipedia article.
Why don't you share it with us, right?
Wow, that's great. Does it talk about how he talks to his sister-in-law all the time?
Yes. It's under personal life, and it says that she was born in Connecticut while attending high school there. She was accompanied to her senior prom by Mike O'Mara. That's the first line of her personal life.
You know what Kirk said to me today?
That is awesome.
What? Kirk says to me today, did you write that? I said, no, I didn't write that. I guess you can go on the wiki and write stuff.
That's I have never done that.
Well, you know, the people that know that are writing things about themselves all the time.
That's exactly right.
Bingo.
What it is. That's the way. You know what?
Look bingo, up, bango.
No, don't do that. Get back to the flight attendants here.
You know what I found while you guys were talking is a top 10 list of the hottest flight attendants.
Like, I like
who they work for?
Yeah, the airline.
Do you want to see it?
Oh, I'd love
here,
to see it.
I'll give it to you.
I'd love to see who they work for here, all right? See, and I said, one of the things I said was international carriers still maintain the old standards, and number 10 is Air France.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, doesn't that make you just excited even to hear
that?
Doesn't it make you want to just go out there and
go to France.
Why don't you just go to the gate and look and see what they are? You probably wouldn't expect a French airline to outfit their stewardesses in frumpy uniforms. And you'd be right. Air France reportedly dropped about $23 million for Christian Lacroix, La Croix to design a fresh look for their 36,000 employees. The navy blue uniforms definitely work for me. They nicely accentuate the stewardesses. I like stewardesses.
It's yeah. so 1940.
Shapely curves. I'm convinced that U.S.-French relations would improve if the American detractors flew a jaunt on Air France.
And this is from AskMen.com.
And it says, what makes them especially hot? They could very well follow the French ideal of passion over happiness. That is well written.
Yeah, it is.
And that makes me, I'm glad I read the whole damn thing, and that makes me want to like get on that airline right away.
At number nine.
Number nine, you'll never, there would be no way.
Iceland
and I'm
going
to tell you, it's a country. It's a country, okay. And you, the it's air country, and you'll never, you'll still never get it.
Air Somalia.
Air.
Rob. How'd I do? Am I close?
Rob, hold on. That's good. That's the one of the day. That'd be the highlight. Air Somalia. Thank you. No, it's not Air Somalia.
You know, I'm a frequent flyer. I got the card. Very thin.
Stop. You're hurting me. That is too good. That's it. What are you doing today? Hey, we're flying a, bunch of pirates down to their beach resort. They'll take boats out in a... All right, here you go. It's Air New Zealand.
Ooh.
Wow, really?
For would-be stewardesses, Air New Zealand states, okay, so I guess this is an ad looking for a word. Vitality, resourcefulness, enthusiasm, and flexibility are attributes we search for in candidates. Knowing they're required to be able to swim the length of an Olympic-sized pool tells us what a cool way to do it.
God, what do they have on their planes?
Without discrimination. Yeah.
What is it, like a 747?
Yeah, Rob, this is they have to do this physically.
Oh, I understand.
That's what they want. They have to swim the length.
Like must be upstairs.
This is the time of day where he starts to do this. And my energy is going down. All right.
Well, at least, Mike,
I'm
not
still
prompted,
on Air Somalia.
I'm not prompted to go further because of your laughter. If anything,
thank
it discourages
you.
Me.
I know. It totally turns you off.
No swimming pool on a plane.
The length of a living pool tells us they're in shape too. Finally, the airline's TV ads usually use actual staff to promote New Zealand's rugby teams. The way I see it, stewardesses who love physical sports can only be a bonus. Okay, what makes them especially hot? Durex's 2005 sex survey finds Kiwis even hornier than Americans.
Wow.
How about that?
There you are.
All right, number eight.
Yes.
Should be able to guess this
at
one.
At number eight.
Think country again. Foreign air.
I will say.
Lufthansa.
No.
I will
but good guess.
Air Iceland. Or no. Iceland Air, because I believe they had some good-looking dames.
No, think further away. Oh, and incidentally, my wife yelled at me about when motorcycles go by outside.
Right.
And I talk about it because RJ always gets excited about it. He just
gets, his ears perk
he
up.
Gets ad, he does. He
yeah,
gets
ad, I've seen
it's
it.
Like he pays attention to that.
Sure.
Like he'll be, the rest, if we're doing like a regular show, RJ will be over there like this. He'll be going.
Talk about stopping.
But if a motorcycle goes by, he's like.
Ambient sound?
And he looks at me. He looks at me. Ooh. But it doesn't get through. So that's what I'm told. It really doesn't get through.
Air Japan or Air Nippon?
Air Nippon. Okay. Yes. All Nippon Airlines. ANA's corporate philosophy includes a desire to create attractive surroundings for customers.
Oh, nice. It's very good flight
you
for you.
You realize that none of these are American Airlines.
I know.
They're not United. They're not American. They're
like,
not Southwest.
I love the way this guy writes, though.
Yeah. You know, Mike, it's
what
odd.
Is this from?
AskMen.com.
It's odd you should bring it up. I actually have tape. Of a stewardess from Air Nepal.
Good. Let's give her a listen right now.
I had to switch this, so I did just a moment.
I already know what's coming.
This is the pre-flight speech that they give you every time you fly Air Nepal.
Hello, hello, how are you? I'm in the elevator, sir. Hello, how are you? I'm in the elevator, sir.
Remember, the closest exit may be behind you.
Is she lip syncing?
She is.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, Hot Stewardess is on. I won't read all the stuff from the number seven, Cathay Pacific.
What is that?
Wow, Asian.
One-way Cathay Pacific marked their 60th anniversary in 2006 was with a fashion show, which highlighted their uniforms of the past and present. Instead of hiring professional models, Cathay opted to showcase their stewardesses on the catwalk, an inspired choice, if I may say. The company may stress service is the top quality to their stewardesses candidates, but there's an underlying sense that aesthetics present too. Mm. What makes them especially hot, their stewardesses are equally adept at covering runways, on a plane and on stage. Very good. Okay.
I like that.
Boy, here's one. Gulf Air. Have you ever heard of Gulf Air?
Yeah. No.
That sounds like a private.
Is that the
deal?
Middle East?
You might wonder if
RJ
Gulf,
knows.
Gulf Air. RJ, you know Gulf
I'm
Air?
I'm thinking they're the ones that go to Key West.
The Hooters of the Mid East.
Oh, well, that's not it.
Well, that's not Key West.
Gulf Air is the Hooters of the Mid East. They made headlines in 2004 when they reportedly targeted stewardess recruitment to China's Sichuan province. Their claim was that the region's young women possessed patience with natural affinity.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't sound too backward, does it?
I got a semi just from hearing that.
Doesn't that sort of like marrying a girl because she's good at math because you want to breed better
it's
children?
It's like totally sexist.
This is like Lydia is doing their hiring for them.
Cultural and aesthetic.
They're patient.
Cultural and aesthetic cultivation were also key traits said to be considered. Even now, the airline asked for a full-length color photo at the formal interview.
Nice.
What makes them especially hot, Gulf Air offers its Sky Nanny service on select flights, giving you a great excuse to interact with the beauties. What a perv this guy is.
Really
but
bad.
It's great. Mm-hmm. Finally, there's a practical reason for traveling with kids. That's funny. Yeah, but where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? Syria?
I'm going to hire myself a nanny.
Is Hooters Air still in business?
I believe they are.
It's sadly ironic, but Hooters Air has gone bust. I understand.
I guess not.
See what he did there?
I understand if you need a moment to collect yourself. Two Hooters girls on every flight was the kind of policy I applauded for obvious reasons. But anyway, they're not around, so why did he even put them on the list?
Right.
They were that great.
They're focusing on another kind of wings, Mike.
And then he makes a stupid joke. You just lost me. He said, what makes them especially hot? In the event of a water landing,
Let's roll through the top five.
All right, here we go. Qantas.
Ooh, I've heard about Qantas.
What makes them especially hot? I'm fighting for the urge to drop a down under reference here, so I'll settle for saying the accent makes them hot.
I don't like the accent.
It's an Australian accent?
Number three, fly this a lot, Southwest.
Oh, I beg to differ.
You disagree?
There's lots of fives walking around.
There was a time when Southwest clearly wanted to be the sexiest carrier in the air. In the early years after they took to the air in 71, the stewardess uniform included orange hot pants and white go-go boots, but they're not doing that anymore.
Wow. That sounds like a Hooters uniform.
What makes them especially hot? Genuinely great attitudes to go along with their looks. They say they're good looking.
Personality's overrated.
All right. Number two?
Yes.
Thai Airways.
Ooh.
Oh, hello.
Air Siam, Mike.
Man, that's great.
That's how I used to call it.
All right, let me see. What makes them especially hot? The fact that they're required to be educated, too.
And they're all conjoined.
Nice. An education system.
Siamese twins.
Oh.
And here we go. You know what number one is. Here it is.
What?
What? What's the best? They're the best at everything.
Virgin Air?
Virgin Atlantic.
Nice.
It says, take Virgin Atlantic's progressive approach to business, factor in hot stewardesses, and keep in mind the 2005 Durex sex surveys that list the UK as the seventh busiest nation, four slots ahead of the US. I like the odds. I don't know. He's working business into that. It couldn't bother me that a hysterical stewardess panicked during turbulence. Virgin's red skirts are tailored to show off figures rather well, certainly better than most uniforms we've seen. Most flights on Virgin are long, but it doesn't mean they're dull. What makes them especially hot? Combine the name Virgin with hot women, your imagination will take care of you. So there they are.
But that guy really has no problem with taking the cheap joke.
I know.
Richard?
He got lazy towards the end.
Is it Richard Branson?
That's him.
Yes.
What I love about him is he makes no bones about it. He likes pretty women, and he likes them in all his advertising campaigns, and he likes them throughout his business.
Is he still doing the domestic flights with like four hubs? He was doing like L.A., Vegas.
No, Virgin America, right?
Yeah, that's a great flight.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about the dog Lucy, who has fallen out of favor with the king, and we will have that coming up.
The king.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Wish I knew the lyric.
Look at the king sing.
All right. Start it again. I'm going to try to do it properly this time. All right. This is for you streamers right now. Please.
Come fly.
Got to start it again.
Oh, right. Almost had it.
Hold on a second. I'll do it like I'm surprised now.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
There, I got it right.
Perfect.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Episodes of your favorite TV shows are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or even on your TV now for just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. And we are back, and I think we've covered the flight attendants.
Yeah, yes. So.
We had Rob's horrible story.
A quick programming note?
A programming note, yes.
I watched it again yesterday, and shame on you guys if you haven't seen it yet. And if you haven't, it's on demand. It's His Way, the Jerry Weintraub
show. Oh, I need to see
when
it.
When am I going to be able to see this?
Whenever you
make
time.
I got to plug it into the TiVo.
I got to tell you, you just go on demand and just press play.
On demand, I will watch it today.
Do you have the on demand?
What's it called again?
His Way.
I do have on demand.
I don't have the on demand.
His way.
The Jerry
you
Weintraub
will
story.
Love it.
I will watch
Every
that today.
Every time I hear Elvis and Sinatra, I think of Jerry.
That is on my list to do today. I
they
promise
say
you
it's
I will
very,
do that.
Very reminiscent of the Robert Evans movie, and they'll enjoy a lot of the stories.
I know I might
way.
Get some disagreement from you guys. Most hated TV show. I am tired of it. Here it is. It is Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I agree.
I agree.
I loathe it. I can't. I don't care
do you know
how
bad,
hot the women are.
Do you know
it.
How bad TV is right now? Do you know that last week the top five shows were Idol, Idol, Dancing, Dancing, and a rerun of NCIS?
Horrible.
Who watches this?
Horrible,
what
horrible,
about
horrible.
The Voice.
I saw it.
I watched the beginning of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. The Voice is about Mike O'Mara.
Because Carla wants to see Kirstie Alley. And so Carla's not even all that into it, but she wants to see Kirstie Alley. Yeah. She's very popular with women. So,
no.
So Kirstie Alley is
hooves.
Out there.
Hasn't she had two mishaps?
What's that?
She has had two mishaps, right?
Yes, she's had two falls. So she dances, and she has one of her best performances. Ooh. And she gets down, and it's like, blah.
Yeah.
It's blah to me. It's like it doesn't do anything for me.
What is this, the 11th season?
Oh, Kirstie, you are so beautiful.
And they do
the way you dance, like, with that phony
oh, I can't
crap.
And they
him.
Did like three, they do like 2.5 seasons a year. So 11
right.
sounds about right.
Yeah. It sucked. It was terrible.
Did they have
horrible.
To repartner her? Didn't she break a guy's leg or something?
No, she's still with that guy, that Russian guy.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he's a turbo hottie with the ladies. They all like him. But the
apparently,
show.
Apparently, Mike.
It's like ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Ballroom dancing.
But the girls still
he's
look
dreaming.
Beautiful.
The girls are good, but it doesn't compensate for the vacuous nature
and
of the
what
show.
What about the
where I don't like watching that kind of dance.
What about the Bergeron factor?
The Bergeron factor annoys me too because mm-hmm. he's kind of so phony. Phony. It's all L.A. Hollywood phony.
They had
phony,
Hanson
phony,
this week.
Phony. Yeah, yeah. Their guest band was Hanson.
Oh,
wasn't your brother's band on that show?
No, he was on the other dancing
show.
So you think you can dance?
Yes.
Yeah, because I thought about that last night when I saw Hanson. I said, you know, your brother's playing in pretty good leagues with with these reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there. And what's your brother's band's
Black
name?
Black Gold.
You can see that if you... there's a little plug for him when you download the Strine stuff.
On the animation, yeah.
Great
the
LP. Yes. The CD is
Mark,
great.
Mark put that on there without my permission. But anyway.
Well, we used their music without their permission.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So
that's
you,
why it's on
so
there.
So you pissed a family member and a coworker.
Yes.
Off. That's good.
You know what's great? I played one of Mark's brother's records on my radio show, and he cut a liner for me.
Right.
And when I first heard it, I really thought Mark just did it and said it was his brother.
Because he sounds
they
exactly
sound
like
I will bring tape in tomorrow. They sound identical.
Well, campers, awesome. Good news
yes.
for you Ronick haters out there.
Mm. Oh, are there any?
What's the latest?
Tomorrow, Mr. Ronick on the bonus hour will be feeding Oscar and me and Rob and maybe Buzz if Buzz feels better and he comes back. Trivia questions. We are going to be keeping score. We have to figure out between you two boneheads.
Right.
Okay.
Figure out... Figure out the way that we can like buzz in, the way we can keep a tally. Maybe RJ can keep the tally on it.
I think that the initial round should be, you know, we'll take turns. Then there should be a buzz in round, and I think there should be a final round where we can bet a certain number of points.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Nice,
I like that.
Yes. Now you'll beat me. You beat
somehow
me
Speewack's gonna win.
Speewack always wins,
except in life.
Why don't we form an?
Here I am, loser again. Trapped in a loveless marriage. You know all my states and capitals, though.
So what's it going to be? It's called Trivia Bonus Show. It's our Trivia Bonus Hour. Yeah, that's well conceived, Mike. Trivia.
No, we got to form an alliance.
No, we're not doing that.
You and
that.
I form an alliance. This is not Survivor.
This is day. You can do okay.
What's the name of the show, Mike?
No, no, I'm going to slaughter. Well, you and I together can win.
Mike, okay. In case there was a blip on the internet, can you repeat the name of the show?
It's called Bonus Trivia. That's what it is.
Wasn't it just bonus, Trivia Bonus?
Trivia Bonus Hour Thursday.
How's your mother-in-law?
It's how's your quiz show? How?
By the way,
driving home 12 hours after a show.
I have to thank you publicly for one, letting me house my car in your driveway.
Yes.
How's your car?
How's your Audi?
Yeah.
I wrote this down.
Yes.
Oscar's car, my discipline. Last 2 days, Oscar's had the car in my driveway. Mm-hmm. I've been very tempted, and the key's been in my kitchen.
Actually, last 4 days.
I've been tempted to really get in and drive long distances, but I didn't do that.
Or urinate on it.
I really wanted to take it to work on my commute with like pickup trucks and dump trucks and gravel
That'd
being
be good.
Kicked off, but
That'd
I didn't do that. Real quick before we break, because we have to get the audio vault right on here. Lucy. Okay, what did Lucy do in the dining room today?
She destroyed it.
She destroyed the dining room.
I thought somehow you got in a fight.
Yeah, she destroyed the dining room.
You know that bowl of like non-edible things that look like they should be edible?
Yeah, dumb
gone.
Lucy.
Gone.
My day this morning at 4 a.m. Was walking to the top of the stairs, and my olfactory senses are very acute, and I know immediately, I'm like, oh, great.
Duty.
There is dog dew in the house somewhere. And I go around the other side of the stove in the kitchen, and there is a pile the size of the pile that Richard Dreyfuss made in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, the mashed potato mountain of Devil's Tower?
Yes, it is so large.
She was baking.
And I know that this is 7 minutes, okay? 7 minutes Blood out pie. Of my day of going back and forth.
That you need.
Yes.
You desperately need these seven minutes.
7 minutes where I have to, because not only is it the initial massive, fresh pile, but which came up cleanly, thank God.
Did it look more like
all that Beta Fiber?
It looked like a Black Mambo.
I was going to say, was it more snake-like or soft ice cream-like?
It was more That's snake-like, so gross. Fortunately.
Good.
It was more snake-like.
Didn't look like a visit to Klein's?
What?
It's so gross.
Yeah, go by Nathan's Dairy Bar for a... For a soft serve.
I don't know why she dipped it.
And so I picked that up.
Nice.
And then I have two more trips where Lucy obviously is sphincter just to, shat out the last little droplets.
Now, you did use something to scrape or a bag? How did you pick it up?
No, I licked it up.
Paper towels.
I used paper towels.
Look what I almost stepped in.
I actually use, what I use is a massive amount of toilet paper. And I pick it up. I pick it up and I put it in the toilet.
Nice.
That's how I get rid of it. No fuss, no muss. And then I take the little disinfectant wipes that we have from Costco, and I hose down the floor with those.
Now, perfect. Did she do it after you woke up from your slumber? Were all of you snug and then you just didn't take her out?
The freshness level of this would indicate that she had done it while I was in the shower.
Okay.
And at some point the middle of the night, Carla had removed her from the marital bed and brought her downstairs.
Oh.
But Carla actually takes her out when she does that. Because she's a puppy, and it's like a baby. Yeah. You have to get him up in the middle of the night.
Do you think there was a chance if you had let Lucy remain in the marital bed, she would have sullied the marital bed?
Possibility. But she has not had an accident in the bed yet.
That's good.
Well, now
and neither have you.
But now she. Well. But that's pooping on the floor in the morning and destroying the dining room when I came home. This dog is. We're supposed to be on a 6-week plan. Mm-hmm. This is a 3-week plan.
But Mike,
we're
going to
cut it in half. Get rid of this dog.
Yes, beautiful
it's a beautiful
puppy.
Dog, but and it's a dog. What a useless piece of crap dog that don't do anything.
This is not what you were saying 2 weeks ago.
It's what,
they piss me off.
One of the greatest joys in life for me right now, and I don't have that much to be joyful about.
You want to take Lucy?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you take Lucy?
Oh, I've been lonely lately. We can snuggle bug together.
Yes. Lucy is a snuggle bug.
Yeah, it'll be great in his car.
You want to take Lucy for a few days?
I'd love to.
Really?
Yes.
Because we're going up, tomorrow. If you think about it, get back to me. You're in a depleted
100%.
Condition right now. 100%. We'll see. I'll have to talk to Carl.
He needs a dog to drink
can
with.
Can I throw
Mike?
In a crate for a while?
That's immediately. That's a dude.
Yeah.
Can I throw in a crate? Can I imprison her?
No.
And he doesn't mean like a dog cage. He means a literal crate.
I will talk to Carla and I will talk to you.
I've got a crate at home if I can crate her up when I leave.
Maybe next week. You know, maybe next
now,
week.
Now, will Luca be mad that the dog is using his crate?
Because you're back. Are you back to work next week?
Yes.
All right, you're back to work next week. All right, we'll talk about it. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault. That's next right here. Don't go anywhere.
I love Lucy and she loves again. Me.
I forgot it comes in that quick. Let me do it again. Start it again.
I love the surprise thing.
Yeah, that is good.
Mike shuffling his papers.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be.
All right, thank you.
That's the greatest Ustream bit we've ever done.
Thank you very much.
That is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Rob's Audio Vault is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Your mom likes the thoughtful you the best. This Mother's Day, show her you're not a screw-up. Send her flowers from Pro Flowers. For just $19.99, you can get a beautiful arrangement along with a free glass vase.
What?
A glass vase.
Oh, of course.
Spelled V-A-S-E. Yeah, that might be vase to some of you.
No.
Or other specials. Help yourself. Help the show by clicking the Pro Flowers ad on our website. Let's see what Rob's got for us today.
I have so much, but I must lead with the things that won't keep until tomorrow.
Very good.
Now, as you know, I headed off to the elementary school myself last night.
Yes.
Jabril.
Jabril's mother could not make the fifth grade concert, which was called Concerto No. 5.
Shocker.
You're like a good man, Rob Spiewak.
Stop it. Every fifth grader was on
stage. Oh, my God. I forgot it's the recorder concert.
Yes.
Every fifth grader was on stage in a white shirt and black pants.
Very good. That's the uniform.
And because it is, what, April 26th yesterday, the air conditioning is not on at the school yet.
Unseasonably hot there.
So the gym was sizzling.
That's just a requirement for like kids' performances.
And when you put all those kids up on stage, it's like they're throwing off heat. It's like a little fifth grade
and
sauna.
And they're not wearing deodorant.
No. And you know what? In fifth grade, it's starting to become an issue.
Yeah.
And what's great is the vast range of fifth graders. You can tell third graders together.
Right.
Because they're all about the same
size. They're all the same size, but they start sprouting in different directions.
In fifth grade, there's the occasional young lady up there that's like, we're going to play a recorder now. And then there's the one that says, I thought we were supposed to wear a white shirt. And then there's one kid that's like, yeah, you touch it, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, they're
so
very,
so there's a
very
vast
degrees.
Range of fifth graders up there. It was about 82, 83 degrees by my car's thermostat when we were driving in there. It was so hot in the gym, they opened the doors because it was still cooler outside. So it was not pleasant, but every fifth grader had the recorder, the little flute. Jabril has a bright green one.
Oh, let's listen.
And there's something real quick I want to, before we do this.
You take the whole family.
Quite the setup.
Carrie did not think Julia would be well behaved there.
Okay.
So we left Julia with a neighbor, but Robert came and he was also ill behaved.
Now that's interesting. How old is Julia?
She is 10 and not patient.
Really?
But remember, Jabril is Robert's best friend.
Like, she'd be squirming and saying, Mom, I want to go.
Exactly.
Okay.
Does Jabril look at you at the end of the day and just with those little puppy eyes say, thank you, Mr. Rob, for bringing me to my concert?
What I did is I told him, I said, you know, you did a really great job. Good job. You should be proud.
Are you his surrogate dad?
I think I am.
That's
very kind.
Rob says that, that's sweet, Rob.
But I told him. I said, you know, he did a great job. He said, thank you for bringing me. So, I mean, if we didn't bring him, he wouldn't have had a grown-up with him.
Okay,
so,
very good.
Anyway, we're going to debut a new segment next week. Anything that you want Jabril to answer, Jabril has agreed to do a taped segment for our show.
Okay, very good.
It's called Ask Jabril.
Okay, very good.
And if you want some Jabrilian answers, send your questions to Jabril@MikeOMaraShow.com. That's J-I-B-R-I-L. Jabril@MikeOMaraShow.com.
Very good.
The first song they did, Mike, was called the Juba Jive.
Juba Jive.
And what it is they have an instrumental track and then about 120 recorders playing along with the rhythm. And I think I left in some of the intro of the kids.
This is a dance style that involves different types of body percussion like stomping and patting your thighs, arms, chest, and cheeks. Please join us, Harmon, and do the body percussion for Juba Jive while we play this song on our recorders.
And there's choreography.
They're playing along to a little tape.
Here comes the, ready, here they come. Now.
Oh,
point, I leaned over to Carrie and I said, "This music is very mysterious." But they didn't just do the Juba Jive, Mike.
What'd they do, Rob?
They also saluted different forms of music, like bluegrass music.
Oh, I love bluegrass.
The sex song, Salamander Step Dances in the style of bluegrass. Banjo, guitar, mandolin, fiddle, harmonica, and even washboards are examples of instruments used in bluegrass music.
Since we are playing a song on the recorder, does that mean it is a bluegrass instrument?
No!
Here is Salamander Step Dance.
Here we go. Really, this is what I'm asking neighbors if they brought a pistol.
Aww. It's pretty good, actually.
No, it's not! But they didn't just do bluegrass, Mike. They did a reprise. Where they kicked up the tempo. It was a surprise for everybody.
Wow, that's loud. Turn that down.
The music departments in schools were in jeopardy of closing down.
We've got a great music teacher at our school. He's awesome.
Not as good as my daughter's school. I got to say a shout out to Mr. Tester. My God, what a orchestra leader this man is.
Does he still make the models?
He's fantastic.
They also did rock and roll, Mike. Do you love rock and roll?
I love it. Let's hear some more Jabril.
The third musical style you will hear today is rock and roll.
I love that standard way of reading that they all have.
Oh, it's
la da 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 da. Da 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 da.
I still have that.
Rock and roll
style.
Rocking around the Hound Dog's blue suede shoe bag really rocks. Even though you will not hear blue suede shoes,
Screwed up.
That was my favorite part.
The mess up. He blows the reed.
Lots of dancing in this one, with the recorders going up in the air to the left and right. And I would say 8 times out of 9, Jabril was synchronized with everyone else. But when I'm watching my little Somalian son, my feelings were a mixture of pride and a mixture of holding my face, because it was just so entertaining. So that's the rock and roll. They did one singing song to salute. I was really shocked that they saluted Irving Berlin.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I thought that was nice. I won't treat you to that.
Well,
I will close
Jabril
today.
Nice job.
And remember, send those questions in to Jabril at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That I look forward to.
Mike, I got several requests for this, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't. Today marks the 79th birthday of Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem, everybody.
And we haven't played this in a long time, so I thought we'd treat everyone to a story of
a
little dog.
Named Snuggles.
Right.
And Casey Kasem, for those of you that might not know, because really, there are people now that don't know.
Right.
American Top 40. He had the countdown of the hits every week, radio stations all around the country, and he had kind of a friendly, warm personality.
Right.
Where everybody liked Casey Kasem. This is Casey having a very bad day.
There you go. Okay.
Casey's Top 40.
We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record.
Here goes
play the record, okay? Please. Yeah. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
That is your magic audio vault, awesome. Mike.
That is the show. Thank you very much, Buzz. We hope you get well soon.
Feel better, Buzz.
Buzz has a little bronchitis, and at his discretion, he elected to take the day today, and that's a very, very good idea. Our show today was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Flowers are not your only Mother's Day option. You can find gifts of all kinds at
coins.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Hopefully Buzz will be back tomorrow. And don't forget, the bonus hour is bonus happy time, good time trivia.
How's your mother-in-law?
How is it going to go? For RJ Diaz, Mark Ronick, what's your name?
Sam Smith,
Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying, come fly with me.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.